the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
The pictures are eventually going to get out, and then you just relive the intensity.
The fact of the matter is, as the president described, these are graphic photographs of someone who was shot in the face.
Speculation, but I think only on top of that has been we've seen dramatic economic growth.
The teacher told the student that, "I bet you're grieving," and she basically looked at him and was like, "What are you talking about?
An ice cream vendor.
You're grieving. I know I'm grieving. I'm grieving because it's only a three-hour show, man. I wish we had more time. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, and they won't, and they shan't, and they wan't. And anyway, welcome to our program. We're in live high-definition video on our website, philhendryshow.com, and we are, you know, like a multimedia thing. And if you have a backstage pass, you can watch us. You can listen to our archives. You can go into our news feed and comment. You can listen to our podcast, daily podcasts of the show. You can interact with us via email. You can do a lot of things. You become extraordinary. You become almost superhuman with a backstage pass to philhendryshow.com. And that's where we are right now. We also want to tell you that this evening we're going to be talking with Dean Wheeler. Mr. Wheeler with the Northern California Holistic Center will be discussing the controversy surrounding the naming of bin Laden, one of the targets in the SEAL mission in Pakistan. He was codenamed Geronimo. And there are those, some Native Americans, who are taking exception to that. We're going to be talking tonight to Mr. Wheeler about that, and to find out exactly what can be done, if anything is necessary. We'll be starting off with Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Very interesting article on Americans. We want to talk to the SEALs. We want to meet them. We want to be around them. I believe it's the Captain Sullenberger. I think it's very uniquely American. We are enamored of our heroes, going back to the very beginning of this country. Going back to the days of George Washington, you know, and the way this country grieved when he passed on, we love our heroes. We want to be close to them. We want to know them. We want to hear their stories. We want to know how they did what they did and why they did what they did. And it's uniquely American. Another thing that's very uniquely American is, unfortunately, we like to tear our heroes down. So we'll talk about that in just a moment. President Obama says he is not going to release the images of a dead Osama bin Laden while the country wants to know who were those SEALs. We'll talk with Bobby Dooley in a moment. A high school cheerleader gets kicked off her squad after refusing to cheer for an athlete that she says raped her. Plus, a woman in Dubai is suing her husband for not having sex with her. We'll take a good long look at her. And no, what we're going to do is talk about this. And then Bobby and Dean Wheeler with us tonight, our affiliate spotlight on WDTW 1310 AM in Detroit, and on KPSI 920 AM in Palm Springs. Two great affiliates on our Phil Hendry Radio Network. 877-876-PHIL. And don't forget, every Saturday night, we're live on KFI here in Los Angeles, as well as KTLK AM 1150. I don't know what you guys were talking about on Twitter today. Hey, Phil, are you on KTLK? I can't even hear. We're still, I don't know what you're talking about. We're on the air on KTLK. We're on the air on Saturday night. We're on in New York. We're on in Miami. We're on in places that we're not even on in yet. It's kind of a time warp thing. All right, Bobby Dooley joining us. Ms. Dooley, how are you?
I'm good, Phil. Very good, thank you.
And we're talking here this evening about the American need to, that seems to be expressing itself in corners across this country. Patrons in bars across the country are raising toasts, hoping that the gesture of gratitude would somehow reach the clandestine Navy SEAL team. Many of them feel frustrated. Incomplete. Scores of people responding to the question posed by the Associated Press, what would you tell the Navy SEAL team that killed Osama bin Laden if you could convey a message? There are all kinds of questions being asked, and one of them was more a statement that you made today to a couple of members of the media, and you also put into a Homeowners Association newsletter, and that had more to do with an intimate aspect of the Navy SEALs, didn't it?
Well, Phil, before we talk about that, I want to give it some context. We're very, very proud of the United States Navy SEALs that conducted this mission. We're very, very proud of all of our fighting men and women and the dangers that they faced in going into this country, Pakistan, and going into this compound and killing this man who is well known to be very dangerous and killed so many innocent people. It takes great bravery. This is a very unusual story, because we don't see a story like this that often. As you mentioned, we had Captain Sullenberger, and every now and again we have people that we really admire and have done such great things. We're so used to the bad news, you know.
Boy, that's the truth.
And so when we get good news, we want to express it somehow. And the newsletter, I think, was done tastefully, and I think it was true. In that,
what exactly did you say? And then we can put the question to the audience, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, what we said was, Steve, my husband Steve is here. You
a man give up his wife.
Yes, we were at the Homeowners Association meeting, and we were talking about getting some sprinklers finally put in up near our security gate. And I stood up and I said, you know what? Let's quit pretending that we want to do business. Let's stop making fools of ourselves, and let's get it said. I said it. I said, there are women here, and there are men here. And many of the women are married, and so are the men. But you know, and I know, that the men in this country would most likely allow their wives or their girlfriends to become deeply intimate with one of these seals. And I said to the Homeowners Association, it was our steering committee, I said, let's quit fooling around. We were talking about sprinklers, and we were talking about some of the aspects of our summer tactic. I said, let's just stop and say what's on our minds. You know as well as I do that you men would allow your wives or your girlfriends to be deeply, deeply intimate. And everyone stopped and stared at me, and I waited for what I knew was going to happen. And believe it or not, applause broke out.
Applause?
Well, I think it's because I was saying something that everyone needed to say. We've been dancing around this, Phil, all week, you know, ever since the news broke. We want to meet the SEALs. We want to, you know their story. There's so much about these men that would be exciting to know. But as a woman, and I think as men, we have to admit that on some level there is a wanting to give up to these men something that belongs to us. In the case of men, I dare say that men would not have any problem with their women desiring these men in an intimate way. And in some ways, it's almost tribal. So I said, what we need to do is write a letter and tell them we're not offering anybody, but we will say we offer the intimacy of our women.
Oh, let me slow you up here, because this is wild what you're saying. I mean, you were talking about having a discussion, and I can understand perhaps a discussion like this coming up in the middle of a Homeowners Association meeting, which was a little strange, because you said you were talking about sprinklers.
Well, that was the thing that surprised me, too. We were talking about sprinklers, and we were talking about drainage for an area that's been flooding at the very back southeastern corner of the property. But I could see people were pushing pencils around, and their mind was not on what we were talking about. So I stood up and I said, all right, let's get it said. You men and you women, you know that you men would almost want to offer your wives or your girlfriends.
Well, that's the part, if you don't mind me interrupting you, that's the part that I find bizarre. I don't know what to say. That you sent a letter to the SEALs, or...
No, what we did, Phil, is we drafted, and I'd appreciate it very much if you would stay with me on this, because I know that your temptation is to sort of make fun of things.
I drafted a letter, Mr. Henry.
I'll do it, Steve. We drafted a letter, and in it, and we did address it to the Pentagon, in it we said, you know, I am speaking for millions of American women. Millions of American women want some level of intimacy with these SEALs. And I am simply saying to you, as a tribal right, if you will, and the tribe being the tribe of Americans, all of us together, there would be nothing wrong with that.
There would be nothing wrong with the women of America offering themselves sexually to these SEALs.
Oh, no, I didn't use the word sexually because it's not a sufficient word. I used the word intimately because that bespeaks not only sex, it bespeaks love. And that is really what we're talking about. The American female and the American male, in a tribal rite that is thousands of years old, offering the female sexually, but intimately. And that is what makes it, I think, pure, clean. It freshens it.
All right, let me give my number here. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking with Bobby Dooley, and the desire of the American people to meet and talk to these Navy SEALs expressed by Ms. Dooley and her homeowners association in a letter drafted to the SEALs that American women would like to have, basically, forgive me for putting it this way, sex with these SEALs.
No, I did not put it that way, Phil. I said intimacy.
All right, but what you're saying is basically this. The SEALs are so important that a brief immorality and infidelity would be tolerated by American men and women. The women would have sex with the SEALs, and the men would be okay with it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm saying, and I checked it out with Steve, my husband.
And your husband would be fine with you having sex with one of these SEALs?
You know, the accusatory way that you put that is very interesting because...
I'm sorry, but I find it to be immoral. I find it to be something that you are expecting the SEALs to engage in. So you would expect these men, these brave men and highly skilled men, to have sex outside of the confines of their marriage.
You don't understand. Now, men like that cannot necessarily be held by a single woman. Now, I know you've heard that before in a lot of different ways, but it is true that a man like that, the woman in his life knows already that women are going to want him. What I am trying to say is that American men need to understand now that their women...
That their women want to have sex with these Navy SEALs.
That their women, yes, but that desire is there.
And that we should give in to that, and why should we give in to that?
And that we should give in to it, and you know, Phil, you're interrupting me. But you're interrupting me, Phil.
Well, I got to get on with this. You want the American women will have sex with these SEALs because why?
Because that is their natural instinct, and because in this particular instance, it is, in my opinion, not immoral.
Well, I beg to differ.
Would you deny your woman? Would you deny her that?
It's not up to me to deny or to allow my woman to do anything.
Well, I think that's very cozy, Phil, and I think...
Well, you know, it's not meant to be cozy. I can't deny my woman anything. I can't grant her anything, but I would expect her fidelity. Even if one of the Navy SEALs that killed bin Laden came to my house, sat down, had drinks with me and my family, had dinner with my family, sat there through the evening in my living room and told his stories in an increasingly exciting and fantastic way and had everybody spellbound, I would still expect my wife not to sleep with him. Now, I can't necessarily say she wouldn't be aroused by him. She might even be attracted to him. I can understand that. It happens. You know the old saying about where you get hungry as long as you eat at home, you know?
Well, that's ridiculous. I've heard that, and I don't understand that one at all.
It doesn't matter where you get hungry as long as you eat at home. You've never heard of that?
No, I've heard it. It's asinine.
Yeah, get hungry, you're going to go to a restaurant.
I know you're going to go to a restaurant, but we're talking about something completely different here. We're talking about sex. And what you're saying, Ms. Dooley, is that it would be completely acceptable and moral for any woman in America to have sex with one of the Navy SEALs that killed bin Laden because their husbands would consider it an honor, and it's tribal, and suddenly all bonds of marriage fall away. Is that what you're saying?
That is what I am saying to a degree. I am saying it would be intimacy, and I am saying something that I don't think you understand. Most men would grant it. It would be a grant, a quid pro quo. There's a legal doctrine, and it's called in grantum or to grant.
To grant what?
To allow your wife to grant sex unto another man. And in the case of these Navy SEALs, it would be it would not be infidelity.
Well, I don't understand what law you're quoting there. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. The world famous Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley, who says any man would be happy and willing to let their wife or girlfriend sleep with any of the Navy SEALs involved in the Bin Laden mission. What's your take on this? Our number, 877-876-PHIL. We'll take your calls when we come back at 877-876-7445. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
We're with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley here as we talk about Americans yearning to talk to the SEALs in the Bin Laden raid, yearning to speak to them and to meet them. It's a very American thing to want to just kind of reach out and touch our heroes. And these Navy SEALs, we probably never will because they are obviously a covert unit to the extent that, they hide their identities. Bobby, a question for you before we get to the phone calls here. You're talking about it would be a moral thing, I think you said, if women had sex, but you say intimacy.
Yes, I said intimacy, Phil, and I'd really appreciate it if you kept your mind on that word, because to say sex is to... it really narrows it and cheapens it.
All right, but I want to ask you a question. What if one of these SEALs is gay?
Then I think it doesn't change anything. If he is gay, then I think there are a great many young gay men who are in marriages, gay marriages, whose partners would allow it.
Oh, really? Well, let me ask you this. There's don't ask, don't tell right now, so how would we ever know that he's gay?
You know, I think that's a very despicable question. I think in this instance, to not allow that man to express himself.
No, I would agree with you. I think the man should be allowed to express himself, but we don't have that rule just yet, I don't think. So he's the guy that doesn't get to have sex?
But gentlemen, we're not talking about some cheap sex.
It's not a bachelor party, Mr. Hendry.
No, but I know it's not a bachelor party, but you're talking about giving it up intimately to these SEALs. What if one of them was gay? You see, what I'm trying to say to you is the following thing. To offer our thanks to the SEALs by some tribal rite, as you call it, where I, as the man, offer my woman, and the woman gives herself intimately to the SEAL, is all fine and dandy, but in reality and in practice, I don't know that the whole thing works. Let's go to a phone call. Here is Celeste on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley. Go ahead, Celeste.
Yes, I just wanted to comment on the whole situation about having sex with a Navy SEAL. I think having sex outside of your marriage is just barbaric to begin with. I don't understand why it should be allowed with a Navy SEAL just because he killed Bin Laden.
Because he's an extra special. This is very tribal, Celeste. In other words, in the days when man traveled as a tribe, it was religious almost to offer this to the warrior. He is our warrior. Are you telling me you would be attracted to him?
Okay, is Celeste there, Celeste? I guess we lost the call. 877-876-7445. Let's move on to... So how would you respond to that?
Well, I respond to it the same way that I've been telling you. I think it is not barbaric. It is not immoral. It is, in point of fact, something we offer up to the SEAL so that he is emboldened and strengthened and knows that we would give him anything for what he's done.
877-876-7445. Here is Christina. Go ahead, Christina. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley.
First of all, I think it would be ridiculous. I mean, I think that... Mm-hmm. You know, everybody would be strangers to each other, and, you know, I think it would just
not
cause
really,
a big
really. It would
horizon.
Be a one-time-only thing. It would be a one-time-only thing. You would be required by your husband to give of yourself. And are you saying, no, you wouldn't? Is that your thing?
I'm saying if I had a husband, you know, I'm a mother.
Yes.
But if I had a husband, I don't think he would. Of it.
But let's say he said to you, and, you know, I'm just fooling around, he said, go on in there, Christine, and shake hands with it. You know, go, whatever a man says, they say a lot of stupid things. Would you not then do as your husband directed?
Well, that's not what you said.
You wouldn't go in and have sex with a Navy SEAL that just killed Bin Laden, saved your children, saved your life. You wouldn't do that. I think you would. I think you would, and I think you would. In the middle of the night, we hear what we thought were coyote yips. And they could very well be you.
Phil,
that's really what I'm saying. Uh-huh.
Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Coming up, Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center, the use of the name Geronimo as the code name for the primary target, Bin Laden, has been criticized by some in Native American circles and elsewhere. We're going to discuss that with Dean Wheeler at the top of the hour. And then in our final hour of the show, of course, is our news and commentary hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. Don't forget to visit our website and pick up some of these neat and keen items in our merchandise store. We have the Phil Henry T-shirt all set for you for the summer. We also have our shot glasses. Man, those Phil Henry shot glasses are a beautiful thing. We will be having yucca parties here on Phil TV. Oh, yeah. Don't worry about that, man. Don't worry about that. We're going to have some serious-ass yucca parties on Phil TV this coming summer. So if you don't have your backstage pass, you're going to miss our yucca parties. You're going to miss all kinds of stuff. 877-876-PHIL. Ms. Dooley, before we move on, you mentioned something about the stealth technology on one of the choppers being left behind.
Yes. One of the helicopters crashed, and there was a rotor blade attached to that section of the helicopter. It contained very, very important stealth technology. Obviously, one of the SEALs was responsible for demolishing that helicopter, and he was not successful in at least the extent of destroying that. So we want that individual identified. It would be very difficult, just speaking as a woman, to give myself intimately to a man who was just a little bit below. You know?
Oh, you got to be kidding me. I mean, I don't know whether I'm outraged more about the fact that you want to have sex with these guys. Now you're telling me that, well, this guy wouldn't be deserving of the same kind of sex because he left a stealth technology behind?
That's right. Only
hold on. I can't hear your husband at all.
I'm sorry. Steve is saying it stands to reason. It only stands to reason that you're not going to offer yourself up intimately to one of the SEALs that left behind this stealth technology that the Pakistanis, or I don't know what country.
Pakistan?
Yes, that they will use to plot more murders or whatever they do. I don't know.
Pakistan ostensibly is an ally of ours. Did they butcher this beyond recognition? Yes. Was it, as they say in the military, FUBAR? You bet. But I wouldn't go so far as to say that they are assisting Al-Qaeda in planning these missions. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Cindy. Go ahead, Cindy. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby Dooley.
I'm offended when she says she speaks for millions of women. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a tattoo that says that you are property of
mm-hmm.
your husband?
Mm-hmm. What's that? Do I have a tattoo?
I said,
no, of course I don't. This would be ritualistic.
It sounds like you are acting, you act like you are property of your husband. You know, if you
mm-hmm.
are, if you
mm-hmm.
appreciate what these SEALs
mm-hmm.
did, why not
mm-hmm.
write a heartfelt letter expressing your gratitude with your words instead of saying you have to give your body to a man that you don't know?
Well, I think
I'm offended as a woman.
But, Cindy, what's offensive to me is you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I said what's offensive to me is that you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, as a woman, if you saw one of these SEALs,
absolutely not.
You'd be all over him. You'd
just
be all
because
over
I
him.
No, absolutely not. Just because I appreciate something a man has done doesn't mean I want to throw myself at him. And doesn't if mean you I were, have to show my appreciation sexually. I am perfectly capable of showing my appreciation to somebody without showing it sexually.
If your husband was out of town, is what I'm saying.
What do you mean if her husband was out of town?
Whether or not my husband's out of town or not. I'm saying I don't have to show my appreciation through sex.
No, you don't. But I wanted to tell you something. It isn't about you. It's about the Seals. And if that's what they want...
I understand that, but don't say that you're speaking for millions of people, please.
Well, I have to disagree with you. I think I am. I think I'm speaking for you. And I think you are saying what you're saying for public consumption.
Well, you can't even take the lady at her word.
I take her at her word, but I think there are a lot of people that she doesn't want to offend.
So, in other words, there's not a woman that could call this show and say, I don't want to have sex with the Navy SEALs that you would believe because you think she's just being coy. And
there's not a woman listening to me right now that doesn't know what I'm talking about. But if one of those SEALs came in and said, hi, I'm one of the SEALs that got Osama bin Laden, that you wouldn't be all over him like white on rice. And
I can honestly say I would not.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what, I would have to say that I've evolved beyond that point in my life.
Well, if you're too old, I understand that. But I'm talking about younger women. And
she didn't say she was too old. Maybe she's just
too
married.
Believe me, I'm not too old.
Well, the way you said that, you went, I'm not too old. It cracked a little, the voice, is what I'm saying. So here is what...
All right. You know, Bobby, it doesn't have to be an issue of whether... Thank you very much, Cindy, for your call. An issue of whether someone's too old. Can you not accept someone at their word?
Well, a moment ago, this is what you said, Phil. You went, okay, Bobby, now do I take that to mean you have epilepsy? Do I take that to mean you have some nascent Lou Gehrig's disease? No, I don't. So I am taking you at your word.
What has that got to do with what I'm talking about?
When the lady said she wasn't too old, this is what she said. She went, I'm not too old. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that too, Mr. Henry.
No, I heard her voice crack. I heard the lady's voice crack. It could very well have been that she was in mid-laugh or something. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley here about the Navy SEALs and a story today that was in... a lot of publications and on the Internet, the Associated Press story, Americans yearn to talk to SEALs in bin Laden raid. We yearn to speak to these men. We yearn to meet our heroes. And Ms. Dooley is saying that there is a need, a yearning, something primal, something tribal in the hearts of men and women that men would give up their wives or girlfriends for intimate sex with one of the SEALs, and they'd be fine with it. I'm telling you, I wouldn't be fine with it.
Again, I think it's something that you're saying now, but when you... If the Navy SEAL walked into your home and looked you up and down and then looked at your wife, in that instant, Phil, would be the thought in your mind, you know, he's right.
What do you mean he's right? He hasn't said anything.
He doesn't need to say anything. All he has to do is come in and look at you and he'll look you up and down and you're thinking, you know what? It's yours. It's your world, brother. It's your world. I'm just washing the dishes.
Yeah, it's your world. It's your world. I just went out to the CVS to get the condoms. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for that insult. You guys think it's a joke, you know?
No, I don't think it's a joke. I don't think it's a joke. I think it's definitely that. It's your world.
Yeah, it's your world. It's your world. I'll make the breakfast.
It's your world, brah.
It's your world, brah, huh? 877-876-7445. Let's go to Teresa in Alabama. Teresa, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby Dooley. Turn down or whatever. Here is, I think it's Bennett. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Bennett.
Oh, yes. Hello. I'm sorry, a little bit of static there. I think it's kind of a total presumptuous to assume that these high-caliber individuals, these Navy SEALs would accept such an offer. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe mm-hmm. some would, maybe they wouldn't. I don't know. We'll never know who they are in national security.
Well, that's not really the point. That's not the point. The point is to make the offer. To make the offer. And it's long overdue.
That would also lead into the second part of it is that, you know, I think it's really, really presumptuous to say that, mm-hmm. you know, and it's definitely insulting that men should offer their wives For one, I can't offer my wife, because if she were to accept an offer, she wouldn't be my wife anymore.
Wait a minute. You understand who I'm talking about, these Navy SEALs, right?
I understand. And I really, really appreciate what they've done, but I think it's insulting to them.
Who did? Well, you don't know that. You'd have to ask them.
Well, yeah, we would have to ask them, wouldn't they? Or wouldn't we? You know?
Well, what if you... That, we're not talking about that. You can ask them. What I'm talking about is making myself ready for the for that moment of commingling, and the husband making me ready. And that would be a necessity of... There's two steps. There's the commingling, and there is the advance.
Well, I don't know any of this stuff, man, whether it's tribal or whatever. I don't know what you're talking about. What this gentleman is saying here is that the woman, any woman that takes up an offer to have sex with a Navy SEAL, whether or not the guy wants to have sex with her or not, has given up her marriage bonds.
And I'm telling both of you men, no, she hasn't. It's religious.
All right. 877-876-7445. Let's move on here to... I think it's Dervin. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Fine, thank you.
Well, this is the thing. I'm a 17-year veteran of the U.S. Navy. I was a search and rescue diver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have worked with the SEALs before, with Rangers, the Green Berets, and a majority of them on specialized missions. These people are secretive. They will never tell you who they are. You will not know who they are. Majority of these men have families. They have wives. They have kids.
And
they
have no... You can have sex with someone and not have to know their name. You know
well, I'll tell you what. They're not going to come to you. They're not going to come to anybody. They are a very, very secretive group. They are designed that way. They're not going
to
be able to sell
them.
They're not going to do it because, one, their lives depend on their secret nature. They will not reveal themselves because, let me tell you something, people have died before.
We can keep the lights off.
People
keep
have
the
died
off.
Before because of these, because of incidents like that. Because they got their picture taken somewhere, they got something done, somebody got seen on a photograph, and if they're identified by the enemy, which is Al-Qaeda,
now, what about
and
that,
all these
Bobby?
Other terrorist groups, they are a target. They will be killed.
I think they should have the option, at least, of knowing that we are willing to have sex with them and that the men of this country are willing to offer their wives up in this tribal right.
Well, one, the SEALs are not going to take it. They are not going to take it.
I don't know that you can say that.
I do know some SEALs. Let me tell you something. They will not take it.
Well,
they value their lives more than having
sex
with a strange woman.
She wouldn't be strange. She'd introduce herself. Not only that, but they're getting photographs and picking from them ahead of time.
And how's that working?
We mail photographs to them. So Dervin or Derwin, Derwick?
Yeah.
We've thought of all of this. Okay? We've thought of all
of
this.
Do you know that if you reveal their photographs in any form of fashion on the internet, web, anything, and it is transmitted, you will be arrested for treason. And treason during the time of war is
going to transmit their photographs. We're not transmitting their photographs. We're transmitting our photographs. The only picture that I would want, all I'd want would be one picture with him standing under the veranda or high from our hotel.
You're not going to get any photo. What do you mean high?
Just his arm. We'll pixelate his face.
You know, what you're hearing here from this gentleman is you may be offering, and what if they don't take you up?
Well, I think if they don't take us up on it, it's because people like Derwood have been calling them morning, noon, and night, leaving voice messages, and basically putting the fear of Jesus into them. And I think that that's wrong.
The fear of Jesus? These guys just took out Bin Laden.
I just
they're going to be
up
afraid?
From sleeping because I couldn't sleep and turned on the radio and heard your gibberish.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're the one that's going to be feeding them full of gibberish. You're going to call them up and go, Mr. Navy SEAL, don't talk to Bobby Dooley because she wants to park it on your nose. Oh, please.
Okay.
By the way,
thank you.
As far
Good
as the helicopter with the blade, they won't even know how to use that. These people have no idea what they're dealing with. All they see is wreckage.
SEAL, with the SEAL that left that behind, though, he's going to have to get...
And there's no technology in these blades. Most countries have these type of blades on these helicopters.
Not these. These are stealth. This is stealth technology for the...
Ma'am, I have flown in over 100 missions on paved loads, helicopters, and on secret missions. They are not in the blades.
Did you fly a stealth helicopter? No.
They're not stealth helicopters. They're called paved loads. They're a standard operating helicopter.
No, it's a SEAL helicopter. Everything they use is...
It is a paved load.
Some cloaking. It has a cloaking device.
If what
you join
you
the military,
device?
You can understand what I'm talking about.
A cloaking device is from Star Wars.
No, it isn't. It's from Star Trek.
All right, whatever, Star
the
Trek.
Only two, this man's... The only two aircraft that have any type mm-hmm. of close to being any type of stealth is the mm-hmm. F-117 and the B-2.
Mm-hmm.
They're not helicopters.
Do they have... Do they have invisible helicopters yet?
No,
they're not invisible. They're not invisible.
They are not invisible. They flew below the radar. That's why the Pakistani couldn't see them.
Oh, okay.
There's a difference. That's why they use helicopters.
Oh,
they can
God.
Fly below the radar.
I see. Well, what were they saying on TV, Steve, about the stealth technology and the rotors?
There is no stealth technology in rotors. What they're talking about is a sound dampening system.
Mm-hmm.
The sound dampening
mm-hmm.
system, everybody has.
Mm-hmm.
Even
mm-hmm.
Pakistan has it.
All right. Thank you very much. A good call, Durwood, and thank you for giving us some background on a lot of this stuff. And, Ms. Dooley, you're extremely rude going,
What?
I can hear you going, into the phone. You're not doing that.
No, I'm not. Well, a little bit. Steve's taking the phone from me, and at times, aren't you, Steve?
Well, keep the phone, if you don't mind, Ms. Dooley, in your own hands. I'd appreciate that. 877-876-7445. If you're a woman listening to me right now, if you're a man listening to me right now, Bobby and Steve Dooley are on an organized some effort to contact the United States Navy and the Navy SEALs to tell them that the women of America would be happy to give themselves up intimately to the SEALs and their husbands would approve. It's a very wide, and Ms. Dooley is describing this as tribal, and the guy who left the stealth technology behind in the rotor blades, he'd have to get seconds. 877-876-7445. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show right after this.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Yes, you did. We're back here with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. Ms. Dooley, I'm asking you simply that we have, there are people listening who may not appreciate the language. Is she on the line? All right, now bring her back up, will you, bud, because I've got to, I just want to make that one point with her. Ms. Dooley, did you hear what I said?
Yes, I heard what you said, and I'm not aware of any language that I've been using.
When you said something about parking something on someone's...
That was my husband, Steve.
I said that. You got to park it in a New York minute.
He said that I would park it in a New York minute, but he did not say where.
All right, well, that's fine, but the term park it I find to be a little untoward and unladylike, if you'll pardon me for saying that.
Excuse me, Mr. Henry, but I am a lady... I'm talking about giving it to our SEALs, not giving it just to any bum in a bar. I've had it up to here with guys at bars, okay? I don't need that anymore.
My wife, I can assure you, Mr. Henry, my wife doesn't need any more guys in bars.
I don't need that anymore. I've done that.
Really?
Oh, what does that mean? Oh boy.
You told my wife what?
You're the guy that brought it up.
That is so rude.
Wait a minute, Ms. Dooley. You're the one that brought up the bar scene, not me. 877-876-7445. Here is Elizabeth in Bakersfield, California on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Hi, Phil. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I've been listening to this conversation, and
I agree with the lady on only one point. What these Navy SEALs did was a noble thing. There's no question about that. It was very noble. It was brave. And I'm happy that Osama bin Laden is dead. However, I
what did you call him? What did you call him?
You
went, you're happy that so lowly.
I am really disgusted as a woman to hear you say, and to say that you're speaking for all women in general, that we would just have sex with these guys, that we would be that grateful that we would have sex with them?
Are you trying to tell me that the very men that saved your children's life, that saved your life, that you wouldn't be all over that? You
would
wouldn't be all over
that?
Why don't you put it more?
The previous
caller said,
like the previous caller said before, a few minutes ago,
she said,
more ways of expressing your appreciation. You could write a letter to these Navy SEALs. Expressing your appreciation.
I'm sure they'd really appreciate that.
Have sex with a random stranger for that.
The Navy, he's not a stranger.
Phil Hendry.
You be honest.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I think it's totally wrong. I don't. It doesn't belong in the Catholic religion.
Sabra Hummus is manufactured by the Strauss Group, a company that strongly...
Oh, you mean the food stamps?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You use those too?
Maria found out months ago has been, I am told, literally inconsolable.
What comes next is entirely up to you.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. An image of a topless male in a magazine is censored by some retailers. Why? Well, it's an androgynous picture. He looks like a woman. That's basically what that means, androgynous. Joining us to discuss it this hour is Reverend David Castorini of his Castorini Youth Ministries, 877-876-7445, as we continue this inexorable march into the future toward the ultimate goal, which is truth, freedom, peace, out. All right. 877-876-PHIL, and don't forget our website is philhendryshow.com. We have live Phil TV in HD every night, so you can watch the show while you're bathing or while, you know, whatever.
Bathing?
Sure. I mean, you can stream the show mobile on your iPhone or on your Droid. You can watch it on your desktop. You can do whatever you want with it. It's Phil TV at philhendryshow.com, and that is, as I said, one of the features that we have, and we archive those for 5 days. We also have our daily podcasts, and we have our merchandise, so check it out. 877-876-PHIL. Now, this story here how do you pronounce this guy's name? Andres Pejic? I don't know how the man's name is pronounced, but anyway, he is how do you pronounce his name? Andres Pejic. He's a model from Australia. And he is a model who specializes in a kind of a female look, I guess is the best way to say it. He's done a great many pictures of himself looking like a woman. He's not a drag queen. He doesn't cross dress. He just has really long hair. He has very feminine features. And there is a photograph of him here on the cover of Dossier magazine, which is the most recent controversial photograph of him, where he's taken his shirt off. And he has, as I said, he's got very feminine features. He's got his hair curled in a sort of a female-looking hairstyle. And the whole effect is, like I said, androgyny. A man who's sort of morphing into, or I don't know if you want to call it crying game, you know, or that kind of a thing. Dossier magazine has been put into a wrapper by the many of the newsstands that carry it. Now, it would be just my luck. These are two U.S. book retailers. As I said, it would be just my luck if all of this was taking place in Australia, but some of it's happening here in the United States. They're covering the magazine with a wrapper because they're saying that it is obscene. And why is it obscene? Well, we're going to get to that here with David Castorini, who is a youth minister with Castorini Ministries on the show. And David, thanks for joining us. And I guess what we're saying here is it's a very subjective thing, obscenity. When you look at this picture, it doesn't look obscene to me. It looks unusual.
So I think that's a very good point. I think it is a very unusual picture. And it's not unusual to see the kind of imaging that the modeling agencies, advertisers, and so forth will use. That's not unusual at all. What is unusual, though, I think, is that this photograph has obtained the notoriety that it has.
I don't think I've ever heard of a picture quite like this that has become controversial in the mainstream. It's a now I mentioned the movie The Crying Game. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
All right. So remember when people were shocked to find out that that was a woman?
Well, and you and I talked. I thought that that was interesting because at no time was I ever fooled into thinking. I always felt that that was a man. He looked like a man. Obviously had, as you mentioned about this picture of Mr. Pajic, very feminine features, and was dressed as a female. But there are things, I think, that are distinctly male about the human form that you cannot get away from, whether they talk about the Adam's apple. I don't know if that's true or not. For me, it's generally there's always some kind of coloring on the face that connotes a beard, or there is a more of a squareness to the jaw. I don't think I'm ever quite fooled. This picture here of this young man can almost do it, but you still know that it's a man.
We're talking here with David Castorini from the Castorini Youth Ministries about a magazine cover showing a male model by the name of Andrzej Pajic. He's a male model who specializes in a sort of an androgynous or female look. It's such a female look, he's taking his shirt off, that there's some booksellers that want to censor the cover. If you think this is a woman, you obviously think it's a pretty skinny woman.
You do. But we've had examples, I think, in modern culture, in some pornography, of topless women who have very, very small chests. And so it's not as if we haven't seen the image before. But in this image, you can definitely imagine that it's a woman because of the hair. I think if his hair was cut normally and it wasn't in the curlers, I think you'd have a different kind of a reaction, I think.
What do you think is the danger of this?
Well, I don't think there's any danger. I think you're going to have a lot of men who are straight men. I want to let you know something, Phil. It's totally normal. And I get calls. I got a call, in fact, from a couple of members of our congregation who saw this photograph, and immediately were upset because they knew it was a man, but they were a little bit aroused by it. Now, these are heterosexual men. These are straight men.
They were aroused, though, by this picture, and they knew it was a man?
They knew it was a man. Even if you don't know it's a man, if you think it's a woman, and you're aroused by this photograph, and then you find out it's a woman, you should not be worried. And that was my message to them. Don't, it's totally normal, I think, for a man, a heterosexual man, to look at another man who looks very, very feminine and to be interested. It's happened to me.
I can't say that that's ever happened to me.
Well, if you're honest with yourself, I think you would say...
No, I can tell you right now, I've never been aroused by another man in the sense that you're talking. That is, to see a picture and to say, wow, look at that. It's a guy, but it still looks really sexy.
Well, it is a man who is very feminine. It's a man who is extremely feminine. It's a man who has his hair curled. He is portraying the look of a woman, Phil. If you see the photograph that I'm looking at here,
I just put it up on our screen here on our video cast. I know exactly what you're talking about. But you're saying to me that there are some men that came to you and were aroused by this.
Yeah, I had two or three members of my congregation who were straight men who saw the picture because they knew that I was going to be on your program talking about it. And they called me up and said, you know, Reverend Dave, that I know that's a man, but at the same time, it looks like a woman. And I got momentarily aroused by that. I said, don't worry about that. I think it's very normal, and I think it's going to happen to a lot of guys across the country. I want them to know that, not to be worried about it. You can see your doctor if you want to. I don't think you have to. Don't be worried about that. That's, I think, what makes people afraid of pictures like this. Because a perfectly normal heterosexual man is going to look at a picture of another man who looks like a woman, and he's naturally going to be attracted to it. And men get very nervous about that, and I don't think they should. I think it's completely normal.
And well, what about those of us who don't?
If you don't get aroused by that, then you have sort of, you've shut that part of your brain off, where you're open to the possibilities. See?
Yeah, but I'm a heterosexual, okay?
I understand that. So am I, Phil. And so are the men that I'm talking about.
All right. You're talking about heterosexual men. I see that. I see that's a man. I'm not aroused by that at all, even though I see he's got his hair in curlers or whatever the hell it is he's doing, and there may be a shape to this guy's hips that look feminine. Nonetheless, he looks like a guy.
Right. He looks like a guy to you, and he looks like a guy to me, and he looks like a guy to all of the other men I've talked to. But the other men I've talked to, with the exception of yourself, Phil, and maybe one or two others, all of us initially, of course, were aroused by that. Why wouldn't you be? He looks like a woman. And
he looks like a woman, and so when you say you're aroused by that, what does that mean?
Well, it means that you see a potential sex partner.
And you see a woman?
You see a woman, yeah. You know it's a man, though. But you come to accept momentarily that having sex with a man may be a very normal thing, because look at what he, look at how he inspires you, you see.
Now, you're a Christian minister.
That is correct, Phil, right.
And you see homosexuality as a sin.
I do, but hold on for a minute. This is not homosexuality. That's your problem you're having?
If a man is attracted to another man, I'm not saying he's a homosexual, but is that not homoerotic?
No, it is. No, not if he is aroused by that man because the man looks like a woman. He knows it don't make you gay if you're attracted to another guy who looks very feminine. That don't make you gay. All right? Is that? And I think that's the thing you're having a hard time with. I'm perfectly straight, and the men in my congregation are all straight. Homosexuality is a sin. All right, I want to be very clear on that. It is against God's law. And our youth ministry, we deal with young gay people all the time, so we love them. We love them, and we give God's love to them, but it is a sin. However, in this instance, looking at a young man who has his hair in curlers and he's pushing his chest out like he's got breasts, you're going to very naturally be attracted to that and see that as a birth mother or someone that you would want to have babies with. It's a man.
You are attracted to a man. Isn't that, for that moment at least, a homosexual instinct?
No, it is not, Phil. You're really mixing it up. And
what? No, it isn't? You're saying no, it isn't?
No, it is not. No, I'm a Christian minister. I would never, ever engage in that kind of act.
Would you have sex with this guy?
I'm saying I'm aroused and attracted to him. I'm married. Okay.
If you weren't married, would it be a sin to have sex with this guy?
It would be a sin to have sex with a man. Yes. But you're having sex with a man that looks like a woman. And so, in a lot of ways, all bets are off.
All right, so if guys in your congregation had sex with this guy and told you about it, you'd say all bets are off, it's okay, it's not gay sex because he looked like a chick.
I wouldn't put it quite like that, but...
Well, that's what you're saying, though.
Basically, I'm saying that young man has his hair in curlers, He's pushing his chest out. Just as you said, he's got very seductive hips. So you would say to members of my, I would say to members of my congregation, all bets are off. Don't sweat it. You had sex with a woman. All right? And
but they didn't have sex with a woman. Do you understand? You know,
Phil, I know a lot of things, and the Bible tells us that many things will frustrate, but many more things will clarify. And I think you need to put your ego on the back burner and understand that, Reverend Castorini and my congregation, we, believe me, we are not into homosexual sex. We're into straight sex.
Even though you're having sex with a man,
that looks like a woman.
That looks like a woman. 877, all right, Reverend Dave, this is a picture. You'd have to see it on my website or wherever you can find it. What happened to that, man? Oh, maybe we, I see. It's a picture here of the model Andres Pejic. It was censored by Borders. It was censored by Barnes & Noble. He looks androgynous. He's a man, but he could be deemed as a naked female. And as a result of that, they have asked this to be put in a wrapping. You just heard Reverend Castorini, who is a Christian minister, saying he believes homosexual sex is a sin. But in this case, this guy looks so much like a woman to be attracted to him and aroused by him and maybe even have sex with him is perfectly fine. I don't know how he comes to that conclusion. 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And we'll be back with Dave Castorini in just a minute, but I want to tell you about a new show sponsor here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's called Life Change Tea. They are a new sponsor to our program, and I'm going to tell you, Life Change Tea is a, well, it's a life changer. It's a game changer. Life Change Tea is an all-natural, all-organic blend specially formulated, here's that word, to detoxify and cleanse those kidneys, your liver, your colon, and your blood all at once. People who want to lose weight are going to benefit from this great-tasting, non-caffeinated tea. You got a 45-day money-back guarantee on all Life Change Tea products. There's no gimmicks, just results. A happier you. I want you to call this number or go to their website. Here's the number first, 877-724-5177, 877-724-5177, or go to their website, getthetea.com. That's G-E-T-T-H-E-T-E-A, getthetea.com. It's a great tea. It's a detoxifier. It's a cleanser. It's the bomb. It is Life Change Tea, and, you're just going to be amazed at how good you feel. Get a hold of Life Change Tea, and we're going to be telling you more about Life Change Tea as the days progress, okay? GetTheTea.com, and don't forget, when you go over there or when you call them, tell them Phil Hendry sent you Life Change Tea. All right, 877-876-7445. On the line with me is Dave Castorini from the Youth Ministries. We're talking about this androgynous picture of this model, Andres Pejic. And when I say androgynous, a young man, he looks like a female to the point that they've actually put wrapping on this picture in some of the bookstores around the country. Dave, your comment here as a Christian minister that being attracted to this young man is not gay and to have sex with him is not gay.
No, hold on for a minute, Phil. Please don't call into question my very ministry. Honestly,
you're saying you could have sex with this guy.
It's for all intents and purposes, it's a woman. Look at it. That's what I'm saying. In other words, if you're a straight man and you are aroused by that, that's not a sin. Look at it.
All right, 877-876-7445. Let's go to a phone call here. We have Jeremy on the Phil Hendry Show here with Reverend Castorini. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Yeah, my thoughts behind it is, like I said before, if, you can... Things are like they are on the outside, but go down to the genetic material. It's a man, and
Well, that's understandable. That's understandable. But you are aroused by it, and you're straight. And you can look at that picture of that man. I don't know if you've seen the one that Phil has on his website or not, but the picture of this man is one that very feminine.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, I mean, he's got his hair in curlers. He's a blonde. He's got very feminine features. It's like that guy in, what was the movie?
The Crying Game.
The Crying Game, yeah. But it's still a dude, you know.
It is. You're absolutely right. It's still a dude. So not to you, not to me, not to Jeremy. It's a woman. And to be aroused by him is not gay. That's what I'm trying to say. You're not gay if you have sex with it.
Well, I don't know how that's...
If you knew that was a man, but yet saw the picture, are you still aroused?
I think any man is, yes.
No, I'm asking you, sir.
Well, yes, of course I am. Of course I am. Any man would be.
I'm not. Does that make...
Well, Phil, I if you're being honest, okay, but...
I'm being very honest. I'm not.
Well, that makes one of you, you know. That makes one of you.
All right. Jeremy, have you seen the picture at all, sir? This guy,
no,
Jeremy, you there?
No, I haven't. I'm on the road.
All right.
And, but when I,
all right, well, when you stop off and you get the news, yeah, take a look at it. Take a look at it. 877-876-PHIL. We're here with David Castorini.
The thing that is, I think the thing that's concerning men, and I'm here to tell them not to be concerned, is they're afraid that if they see the picture of this young man with his shirt off and his, you know, his hair in curlers, and he looks like a woman, and they want to have sex with it, they're going to think they're gay. You're not gay. You're straight, you're healthy, you love women.
And one man.
No, no, no.
All right, 877-876-7445, The Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry.
No!
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Reverend Dave Castorini. Now, Reverend Castorini and I were talking during the break, and he wanted me to look up a picture here of this man, Andrzej Pejcz, who is a model. And is, in point of fact, a model that specializes in an extremely feminine look. You can obviously tell it's a guy, but he's got some poses going on here that are super, super feminine. I don't know which one you were discussing. We get the Reverend back on the phone there, bud. I don't know which one he was discussing, but I think he meant that there was one in a bathtub.
Yeah, he's laying in a bathtub.
Let me see where it is, man. I don't have it. What we'll have to do here is just wing it or something. I don't know. But let me get Reverend Castorini back up on the phone here. Our number is 877-876-7445. And Reverend, tell me what the picture looked like.
Well, it's a photograph of this model. He is laying in a bathtub, and he is wearing women's undergarments. And I would challenge any man... looking at that picture, not to think it was a woman, and want obviously to get to know her, him, it, however you want to say it.
Here's one here. I don't know if this is exactly what you're talking about. I got to X this thing out, but it's pretty bizarre looking. This cat is in some sort of an upper wrap, and he's. Do you see the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, that right there. That is a perfect example of how much he looks feminine. And look at the hair.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, to me, that's a guy dressed. It could be a gay man affecting some sort of a provocative or evocative or erotic kind of wear. But nonetheless, that's a man.
Well, I don't know where you're getting that.
Okay, I'll tell you where I'm getting it. I'm going to scroll the picture down here. For those of you who are following along on our website, That's obviously a man. I've scrolled down to his to the man's hips.
I can see a little bit of evidence what you're talking about, but look at the hips. Those are a woman's hips.
No, those look like a man's hips to me. But
well, again, Phil, you talk about being having a sort of a delusional look. I think there might be a little delusional thing going on with you, because if that isn't a woman, and I think any man seeing that, even a man like myself, and I believe in Jesus Christ, I'm a Christian man, but that makes my hands sweat. And I know it's a man, but it's a woman.
877-876-7445, The Phil Hendry Show here with Reverend Castorini, as we talk about this a very interesting androgynous photograph. Here is Ben in Yakima, Washington. Go ahead, Ben. You're on The Phil Hendry Show here with Reverend Dave.
Yeah, just had a couple of things I wanted to say. I don't know what kind of person would agree with somebody looking at that picture and saying, oh, okay, this man is very handsome. You know, I would like to have sex with him, but you
well,
over
no,
here,
I don't say
it's
that.
Okay.
You
you agree with him having sex. You just said that you agree with him having
right,
sex.
Right, but I don't say it's a good-looking man.
It's okay.
I'm not gay. I'm straight. And I think if you saw the picture I'm talking about, this gentleman's name is what, Phil?
This is Ben.
Ben, if you saw the picture I'm looking at, you'd be ready to go, too. I mean, I'm a married man. Of course, I would never cheat on my wife. But I'm saying,
I just don't agree with you saying it's okay to have sex with a man. And you're a minister. I'm kind of concerned about what kind of stuff you're teaching the people.
No, sir. I'm saying homosexuality is a sin. There's no question in my mind. But when you have a man that looks this much like a woman, to the point where it is a woman,
it looks like a woman to you, not to me.
Do you know the picture I'm talking about? As you talk?
I think Ben, you did say you saw the picture, right?
Right. Yeah. The picture on the website, yes.
Yeah. On the dossier.
That is right.
All right. So what we're talking about here is a guy that looks like a woman, but is still a guy. It's like
Phil, you don't understand. If you look at like RuPaul, you know, is a guy, but it looks like a woman. If you look at RuPaul, that's a woman. And for all intents and purposes, I tell my congregation, if you have sex with that, how can you not think of it as a woman?
RuPaul is about 6 foot five. I met RuPaul, in fact, as a guy. I mean, I know what that guy looks like.
Well, I'm not talking about that, am I? What you've just done there, you did that on purpose to destroy. No, what I'm saying is Mr. Henry went ahead and tried to destroy what I'm saying by saying, well, I've seen RuPaul as a dude, and he's about 6 foot five of ugly. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. He's about 6 foot five of ugly.
Well, that, if I were you, I'd disregard what's being said, Ben, because you know what RuPaul looks like. Wouldn't you do that? And I'm saying that if you were straight, and et cetera. I mean, you are straight, et cetera, right?
What are you asking the man? If he'd have sex with RuPaul?
Yeah, I mean, I'm over here trying to, like, I can't believe that you just asked me that.
No. Both of you guys are making a joke out of this, and this is deadly serious. You've got straight men who are being seduced by these images. They cannot be told they're homosexuals. They have to remember that they're straight. They had sex with a woman. It's a dude, yeah. Okay, but they're not gay.
They're not gay.
I'm sorry.
They're looking at a man and they get aroused and they're not gay. I don't know.
There's a picture you have on your website right now. You have a picture on your website right now, Mr. Pajic. Looks like a chick, got a cigarette.
Looks like a guy, man. It looks like a very effeminate guy. Look at the arms. Look at the elbow on the guy. He's got the cigarettes. He doesn't have the nails of a woman. He's got a man's hand. His hair is blonde. His hair is long. He's got a pretty face, and that's about it. That's all I will grant you. 877-876. Isn't that, you know...
No, Phil, you're not being objective. That's what's going on. You don't want to be seen as a homosexual. And so you're not being objective.
I don't personally give a damn what people think of my sexuality. They want to think I'm a homosexual, but I'm telling you, I'm being honest with you, I'm not aroused by that.
You're not aroused by that. Well, you're all alone, because I'm telling you there are millions of men that look at that, and that's a good, you know, I'll make a joke, that's a good Friday night and part of a Saturday night, too. That's a hell of a Friday night and a big chunk of Saturday night, if I were single.
And you'd have sex with that, and you'd think you're straight.
You'd have to. You would have no choice but to think you're straight.
877-876-7445, The Phil Hendry Show with Crystal. Go ahead, Crystal. You're on with Reverend Castorini.
Hello. Hi. I'm the first-time listener to your show.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was calling in because I was understanding what the Reverend was saying, and I think what he's trying to say is that if a normal, healthy man who's attracted to women sees a man who they think is a woman because that man is looks like one, and he would be naturally attracted. However, where you lose me is you say that once you realize that that woman is actually a man, it would still be okay to have sex with that man because he looks like a woman, and that would not make you gay. I'm lost.
Ma'am, first of all, you've had a very, very, the man, and this is something that is very uniquely male, you have a very male response. You look and see a feminine figure and feminine feature. You get the nurturing back that men find so valuable. And so now he is locked into it as if it's a woman. Now you say to him, no, it's a man. The clothes come off, however you want to say it, and take a look, and is that a man or isn't that a man? Yes, it is, and yet I'm straight. I know I'm straight. There's no way you're going to say I'm not straight.
You're saying that it is a man, the clothes come off, you see that it's a man, and you're going to continue, you're going to go ahead and still have sex with that man because initially you thought it was a woman, and you're straight?
Because you're telling people in your
congregation?
Yes, ma'am, because what's happened is you have imprinted and locked onto that person as a woman. You are straight. You know you're straight. There's no way you'd have sex with a man. You've already, what do they call it in racing? You've primed the engine. And you fall in love. You have sex with it. You may see it again.
Notice you're saying it. I notice you're not using the...
What do you want me to say?
Why don't you call it her?
I don't understand.
Well, you're saying it. You don't want to say him, but you don't want to say her. Why is that?
It's not necessary. I know it's a woman.
Then call her her.
No, I'm going to call it it.
You're going to call it it. If you're calling it it, then it's okay to have sex with inanimate objects also. I mean, it's a man.
No,
or
it,
a
ma'am,
woman.
It's not it's an either, it's not an inanimate.
No. Exactly.
If you are a man and you are having sex with another man with the same genitalia, with a person with the same genitalia as you, I am also sorry, sir. You are gay. That's the bottom line.
No.
Tell your congregation
you don't understand.
That.
No, ma'am. You don't understand.
Reverend Castorini, with all due respect, I don't think you understand.
I know that it's a woman because look at it. Ma'am, did you see the picture? I don't think you can comment unless you've seen this man that you call a man. It's a woman.
No, it doesn't matter. I don't have to see the picture. I don't have to see the picture. A man dressed up looking like a woman is a man at the end of the day. Let me just say this one thing.
Look at right there. Right there. Check it out.
All right, she can't see. We've got a picture on my website, Crystal, of Mr. Pajic. The very pouting lips, the long blonde hair. He's wearing a skirt. He looks like he might even have his nails done.
And you're aroused, Mr. Hendry, as are other straight men.
I'm not aroused by that. No, I'm not.
Why are you telling him that? Why are you telling him he's aroused? You're aroused because you have homosexual tendencies, sir. That's the issue. I'm sorry if you don't want to admit that, but you should come out the closet.
You are so wrong. I am a Christian minister. There's no way on earth
and
I'm
what,
gay.
And Christians There's can't no... be homosexual? Christians can't be homosexual?
No, it is a sin. I'm not a homosexual. I am attracted to women. Look at it. No, I'm having sex with what is essentially imprinted as a female.
If you have sex, hold on. If you let me ask this question, Crystal, pardon me for just a second. If you go ahead and have the clothes come off, just like you said.
That is correct.
And now you're looking at basically you. You're not looking at you, but you're seeing another man, just as Crystal said.
Well, you find it funny, Phil? I'm trying to answer this question without laughing, all right?
I'm sorry, but it's... So you now engage in sex with that individual. You are having sex in a very specific way that is not necessarily the kind of sex you have with a female.
It's not heterosexual.
All right, okay.
Oh, you want to bet? Yeah, I've never had that kind of sex with a female, huh? Wow. Where have you been?
Oh, wow.
Well, get a load of the minister. Get a load of the Christian minister.
Excuse me.
Because I will not go there.
No kidding.
I will not go there.
No kidding, man. Get a load of the Christian minister now.
You ask, oh, come on, get real.
You get real, man.
Yeah, and
let me ask you a question.
By the way, RuPaul does not look like a woman. RuPaul looks like a man dressed as a woman. But you find RuPaul attractive too, huh?
I think every man that's ever seen RuPaul at one time or another was attracted to her.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I'm very, very sorry that the two of you had to make a joke out of what is deadly serious, and that is the maintaining, I'm a straight man, and I'm maintaining I'm straight, even if I had sex with a dude.
No, I'm sorry,
that?
You're mistaken. You're not straight if you have sex with a dude, okay? No, you're not.
How do you figure that, ma'am?
How does she figure? I just got done telling you that if you're having...
all right, you know.
We're going to take a break. Crystal, I got to get on the phone here with the Reverend and calm him down. Thank you very much for your call.
All
outstanding
right.
Call. 877-876-7445. We'll be back here with Reverend David Castorini as we talk about this androgynous model, Andrej Pajic, who is androgynous, is a man... who is very feminine in feature and style and pose and to the point where they literally wanted to put a wrapper on the magazine he was on the cover of. This is a guy he's got a man's chest, but for some reason he's perceived as very, very feminine. 877-876-7445, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And that's what I did.
Well, you can tell my audience that. By the way, we're talking here with Reverend Dave Castorini of Castorini Youth Ministries about the male model Andrej Pajic from Australia. He is a model specializing in this sort of feminine look, and we've got a picture of him on our website right now. This is him dressed in, he looks there's like an Asian kimono or something.
I've tried to make the point that when you look at a picture like that, you're seeing a woman, and you have said, no, it's a man. Of course it's a man, genetically, but you are imprinting it as a woman. When I was in college, I had a date with a young lady one night that went very well indeed. I never hit it off with anyone quite that well. When the end of the evening came about and we said goodnight, of course we kissed, and we got very much involved, sitting in my car. And eventually I found out that she had a man's genitalia.
And so it was a man.
It was a woman.
That just happened to have a man's genitalia.
No, not just happened. It, yes, man, but it was a woman. All night long, it was a woman. And yes, I had sex with it as a woman. Now, how does that make me gay?
It makes you gay because you had sex with a guy.
I had sex with a woman. I never would have gone out with a guy. Okay?
How long did you date this woman?
We were together for 2 years.
You know something, Dave?
No, I see what you're saying. You're saying because I was with this woman for 2 years, but it was a man, that I'm gay. You're not a homosexual. And this is the thing. There's so many men troubled by this, Phil, in my congregation, who say, am I a homosexual? I'm attracted to a RuPaul or whoever. I fantasize. I said, no, because that you're being fooled and tricked into thinking it's a woman.
877-876-7445 with Dave Castorini of the Youth Ministries. Here is Don in Washington, D.C. Go ahead, Don. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, yes. How you doing, Phil? This is my
first time calling.
I just like to say
to Dave,
that, you know, God is going to really hold you accountable for what you're doing to those people in that church, you know, because you're making them think that it's all right. I mean, who are you to change God's creation, even if it's in your own eyes? I mean, that's the way the devil got Eve. He made
her want to change God.
I wonder what it'd be like if I bite this fruit, you know.
I'm not trying to change God. I'm saying,
remember that you are a tripod being.
I bet.
Because I know what
they do.
I'm not attracted to them, you know.
I wouldn't be either.
I'm just saying, if you think it's a chick, okay,
right?
There's nothing that you can say to get me to accept a man as a woman, because then
you gotta see this girl. She's beautiful.
No, it's not a girl.
I made a mistake. I didn't know. He didn't make no shams out here. I mean,
I didn't.
First thing
to
do to themselves. And at the end, I feel sorry for your congregation. You will bust hell wide open in a gasoline suit going down on a grease pole as quick as possible if you continue with that notion in your mind. Because you are spreading, you're poisoning the minds of your congregation. You're not giving them a fair chance to grow spiritually, and now they're going to be confused. I think hell is going to be paved with preachers like you.
I think that by recognizing that it's really a woman, I'm in a gasoline suit, I'm going down an oil pool, but there's a big bag of salt at the bottom. That's how I feel.
Yeah, okay. Thanks very much for your call, sir. Wow.
Oh, don't give me that wow.
El Pacifico, Phil Henry.
Well, you wonder, you scratch your head and say, why is the president throwing a bone to conservatives who scream?
Thursday, they are ordinary Americans who have led extraordinary lives.
These are bad.
I hate sex toys.
And it's pretty gay.
World famous Phil Henry Show here. Boy, if we got action, we got action on the air, off the air. If you watch our video feed, you're watching a reality show. I'm telling you, if you watch the video feed of our show, you're not missing. If you don't have the video feed of our show, you're missing like three quarters of the show, it seems like, tonight. Ordinarily, you're watching, you know, if you're watching our video feed, you're getting the whole package. But tonight, it seems like we have had stuff going on off the air. We got switches that aren't thrown. We got switches that need to be thrown. We need to, you know, like the man said, I can be a guy or I can switch. We got people flipping out. And Maria's calling me on one of the lines. And Jason's trying to call the other line. And we are in the middle of hell. All right, anyway. But we got it all figured out. You got to get the video feed. You turn that gay stuff off, please, bud. I don't like that as bumper music anyway. 877-876-PHIL is our number, and this is the only news, talk, and entertainment show on the planet Earth that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we turn it all upside down, man, every night. And you can give us a call, as I mentioned, 877-876-PHIL. Go to our website, philhenryshow.com. Watch the live streaming video audio of the show every single night. You can hear the audio download the next day. You can download it to your iPod the next day. You can also see the video archives, a five-day video archive. We have archives of this radio show going back now some 13, 14 years. We've got material even going back further than that. Our website has been called one of the funniest on the web by PC Magazine. It's the Phil Henry Show website. Do it today. And we got our friend Ted Bell who's going to be joining us tonight from Ted's.
Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, everybody. Ted here. Ted's of Beverly Hills sponsoring this portion of the Phil Henry program. And I've got a little food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun, for you and Phil tonight.
Here at
Food for thought.
I like that, Ted.
I think that's interesting, food for thought. And that's, of course, what we give you here on this segment of the Phil Henry program sponsored by Ted's of Beverly Hills. And tonight I really have, if you don't mind, Phil.
Go ahead.
Because I heard the lady that you had on, Ms. Gray, talking about her. She's a little out there, isn't she?
What are you going to do? Margaret's an artist, you know.
All right. Story here, most people can't talk on a cell phone and drive safely. Now, we've had this cell phone, can you drive safely, cell phone, can you not drive safely, cell phone? And we've heard this, and we have said, we've nodded our heads, and they've passed laws, and we have dutifully gone along with the Obama administration and this slow stripping away of our rights. As citizens,
you're not going to hang that on Obama. I mean, that's been something.
But Phil, I don't want to get into an argument. You and I we're just opposed when it comes to Obama. You and I are on opposite sides of the street.
No, I understand that, but are you really honestly hanging the cell phone thing on Obama?
All I know is this: I'm a businessman, and we've got millions of business people across this country. I am, thank God, you know, knock wood, I'm a successful businessman. But I'm telling you, this guy in the White House is making it harder and harder to do business. And if you're a businessman like me, and I know there's billions of them listening to me right now, you are going from one end of the town to the next every single day, trying to make a deal, trying to make a purchase, trying to make a sale, trying to put this idea together with another idea. You're doing everything you can to keep this country from caving in. Now, one of the things when you're doing that is you're driving, and again, knock wood, I'm a successful man. I've got a great automobile. It is a high-performance vehicle. I love this car. It's a Mercedes. It is a McLaren Mercedes.
Boy, that's a gorgeous automobile.
It's 750 horsepower. How does that feel? Huh? You like that?
750 horse, huh?
That's right.
V8.
Everything. And the reason why I have that car, Phil, is, as you know, the Beverly Hills Automobile Association, which is a collection of guys that have HPV vehicles, who are successful business people, who are going from one end of this city to the next every day, trying to, regenerate the economy. Now, I do that, and I do business on the cell phone as I'm doing that. It so happens, Phil, that I know how to operate a motor vehicle, a high-performance vehicle, in traffic, and hold a cell phone. I know how to do it all at the same time. I can't begin to tell you the time that is wasted, the energy that's wasted, fumbling with a headset or a Bluetooth or fumbling around with cords, and I find it insulting, on top of everything else, that someone says to me, You know, Phil, I'm Ted Bell. I've had this steakhouse here for, we're going on 30 years now.
I understand.
You understand. You understand it. Like you're saying, like I just told you, I have cancer. And
no, I know. I'm listening to you, Ted. Yes, you have owned the restaurant for almost 30 years, yes.
Yeah, and before that, my father. I'm Ted Bell. So you come up to me and you tell me I've got to do what? I've got to drive hands-free. I've got to use a phone that's hands-free. I don't do that. I don't need to do that. Now, I'm not asking for an exemption for every American. I'm asking for an exemption for a handful of business people in this country who are successful men who have under their employ many thousands of people who are doing business in all four corners of their city every day. They need to be able to get around. They need to be able to whip that phone out, turn it on, and use it while they're driving.
Well, you're talking about driving, though, with one hand, and that's exactly what the law in many, many states, if not all states now, I don't know, that's exactly what the law is trying to avoid, driving with one hand.
I understand that, and for most people, I understand that. For most people, I think that that is absolutely essential, if I could just go and say that. But for me, all right, I'm Ted Bell, and you know, there's another guy, his name may be Joe Smith. He's Joe Smith. I don't need that. I have a high-performance vehicle. It is a car that 750 horsepower. What do you, tell me how that feels. Tell me how does that sit with you, 750 horse?
It's a lot of horse. It's a lot of horsepower, yeah, for a beautiful car.
Well, the point that I'm making is that's going to get me where I want to go fast. I don't have time to fumble around with a Bluetooth. Everyone knows they sound horrible. You can't understand a word anyone's saying. I've got business I've got to do, and the business that I've got is the same business that business people across this country have, saving this country from Obama.
All right, well, Ted, what you've managed to do here, if you don't mind me saying, you have managed to take the cell phone issue and turn it into an Obama issue.
No, I'm not doing any such thing.
Well, that's what you're saying. You're saying that that you are racing around town trying to get business done so the economy doesn't slip further and further into the toilet, and that means you cannot use the... I don't understand why you can't use a hands-free cell phone.
I don't need to say to you, well, here's what. I'm saying to you simply this. I'm Ted Bell. I own a prominent business. I make a lot of money. I employ a lot of people. I don't want to use the hands-free cell phone. I want to use a cell phone that I can hold.
And that means you're driving with one hand.
Yes, and I'm driving with one hand because I know what I'm doing. I've got a high-performance Mercedes McLaren. You know, Burl Wood, you're talking to me like you don't understand what I'm saying.
I understand that you are a car, you love automobiles, and God knows, Ted, you've had some beautiful ones, and I get it. And the Mercedes McLaren is a gorgeous automobile. I am not quite understanding how you can control a car better in traffic.
Look, are you asking me, if I've got a car like that with 750 horse at the wheel, and I don't know how to control that? I don't buy a car like that. I'm Ted Bell. I don't know how many times I got.
I understand your Ted. Are you telling me, therefore, you know how to handle an automobile better because you're rich?
No, it's not because I'm rich. Because I've had the money to buy cars like that, so I can maneuver through traffic. I've got to get from my restaurant, Phil, to give an example. I got to get from my restaurant to the LA Athletic Club downtown. I am maneuvering through traffic down Wilshire Boulevard. I am slipping in and slipping out of different lanes of traffic. I'm moving, and when people see me go by, they understand that that's a businessman. He's got to get where he's going. And when they see me go by not using a hands-free cell phone but holding onto the cell phone with one hand and the wheel with the other, they are saying, there goes a man who, thank God, exists because he employs people. Back out of my way. And what's happening here is Obama's getting in my way. Getting in my way, that's...
Obama's getting in your way by making you use a cell phone that's hands-free.
No, but that's all part of the same package. Obama is getting, I got things to do and places to go and people to see, and there he is. Every time I turn around, there's Obama. Every time I look in my rearview mirror, there's Obama. When I look in a side mirror, there's Obama. When I pick up a phone and I got to use it hands-free, there's Obama. And all I'm trying to do, along with a great many other men and women of this country, is to get this country on its feet again.
All right, Ted Bell with us here on the Phil Hendry Show, and we'll take a break, Ted.
Sure. I want to know what the people think out there, because I think people should obviously use hands-free cell phone. But in my case is what I'm talking about.
You're in your case and in the case of a lot of other businessmen.
Absolutely.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills talking about, for him and for a handful of successful businessmen who are trying to get business done, they need to be able to get in their car, pick up their phone, use it while they're driving with one hand. because, you know, they got business to attend to save this country from Obama, as he put it. Your thoughts, 877-876-PHIL. Should a handful of business people with high-performance vehicles and successful businesses be allowed to use cell phones by holding it with the hand and driving with the other hand? 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Hi.
A lot of people may not understand what it is I'm saying. Come on down, let's have a Ted. I'll tell you why I need to use that cell phone. I'm in traffic. I'm trying to help you. I said Bell.
We wanna put our meat in your
buried?
Mouth.
Hold on for a minute, Ted. You know, we're on the air, so when you asked me, did that get buried?
When I said I'm Ted Bell, I think it got buried.
When you said Ted Bell, no, it did not.
Well, I think I'm Ted Bell. Got buried by the commercial. I wanted to say that.
All right, Ted Bell joins us from Ted's of Beverly Hills, sponsoring this segment of the program. We're talking about your need, Ted, and you feel the need of a select few. How many businessmen are we talking about?
Well, across the country, I think we've probably got a cadre of a couple of thousand men who really do a lot of business. And the business that they do keeps millions employed. And if you're telling that guy, okay, when you get into your car and you're going over to a business meeting, you have to put on a headset and look like, forgive me, Phil, but look like one of these the people that drool when they have them in a psychiatric drool. I don't know the term.
You talk about schizophrenic?
Yeah, schizophrenic. You know, when you look like you're talking to yourself and a guy walks up to you in the corner, like it happened to me a couple of years ago. I was waiting for Marcy and my son and Josh, and we were going to go to that. Go to a movie, and the guy walks up to me and says, oh, you poor, you know, blankety blank blank blank. I mean, he used MS. And I said, what do you, he thought I was a schizophrenic. I can't do that. I can't do it. And there are a lot of businessmen that can't do that.
Everybody else has got to use a cell phone that's hands-free.
Oh, Phil, but stop with the oh, poor me, all right?
No, it's not oh, poor me, but you, Ted Bell, you can use one with one hand because you're on your way to big business deals.
You know, it's frustrating to talk to a guy who doesn't really get the universe that I operate in. And it's not that...
Oh, yeah, I get it, Ted.
No, I'm not being all holier and mightier than thou, but I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying, along with a lot of other guys, to save this country from this guy Obama who's sticking a knife right through it. He's putting a knife in it, turning it and breaking it off, and then having a laugh.
I couldn't disagree more. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Let's go down here to Jermaine in Mobile, Alabama. Jermaine, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. I would like to make a comment on the Mr. Bell, what Mr. Bell
yes.
said.
Ted Bell here. Yeah, Ted Bell here.
First, we know who you are. We've heard you three times.
Well, you wanted to know.
You make this comment that all business, successful business people should have a cell phone and should be exempt. You missing some things.
You should be exempt from having to use the hand.
Wait, listen.
Well, you didn't say the whole thought.
Let me get my point.
You missed the whole thought.
Let me get my point across. You haven't heard what I had to say. When you drive with one hand, you got to be aware of other people around you. That's just like if you're getting in the car behind and you get behind the wheel, you're drunk. When you get out there and you're drunk, you're not aware of the people that are around you because that alcohol has messed up your sense of judgment. So you cannot say that all business people successful business people should have the right to have a cell phone. If you're going to do business, you need to do it before you get in the car.
I drive a Mercedes McLaren. I got 750 horse at the wheel.
I heard that.
We know about that, Ted.
Yeah, but that, I am able to operate that.
You can have a horse
I'm able to operate that. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Jermaine. What's a flambé? You know what a flambé is?
What's a flambé?
You know, yes. What is that?
That's something you eat. Some food.
That you sit on fire.
Well, you know,
I just heard your wife say
it's somebody who set on fire, and it isn't.
Wait a minute. His wife, I heard the lady,
wife.
She said.
I'm not married.
She said.
Thank you.
Well,
I'm not married.
Your boyfriend? Well, is that a man, or what is that?
No, this is my cousin. It's my cousin.
You're dating your cousin? Wow.
He didn't
say that, did he?
Listen, Ted,
Mr. Bell of Beverly Hills.
No, but your cousin said,
do you remember the news?
Flambé is a guy you set on fire.
Do you remember the news when the locomotive engineer was texting? Do you remember all those people he killed?
What?
Think about that.
Think about all the family members.
It was the guy in Glendale who was texting.
Oh, that guy. I'm not talking about driving a train. I'm talking about driving a Mercedes McLaren with boiled wood.
Because you're on the highway, you're going to kill people just as this guy killed people on the train.
Ted, I think the question needs to be answered here. This gentleman is saying what a lot of people say. What makes you a better driver than these other people?
What makes me a better driver is simply this. I have experience using the power steering. I can drive 750 horse with one finger, okay, and use my phone.
I can whip in and out of traffic
with one finger. What happened to him? Did his cousin just all of a sudden get friendly? Are you all right?
No, you saying something.
I heard you go, like that, like somebody speaking of a finger.
Go ahead, Jermaine.
Listen, you're not getting the point. It's like every time you come on here, you're saying something. And you're not getting the point. You're putting your foot in your mouth.
I'm trying to save this country.
Yeah, we heard that, Ted.
No. Hold on. One man cannot save this country. The only person
I am trying to help this country.
Lord God. Remember that.
The Lord God. Who?
The Lord God.
He said the Lord God.
It's the only person that can save this company. This is
the Lord Snoop Dogg.
Not Ted Bell, not me, not Mr. Henry, President Obama.
And not the Lord Snoop Dogg, which is what you just said.
He said the Lord God.
I said God.
Well, my mouth, okay? Well,
I'm not talking
that way
about
to
God
me.
Like that.
Now, I'm not talking about God. You said
now,
the Lord just, Snoop Dogg.
No, he didn't.
I thought you said the Lord Snoop or something. The one finger, all I'm saying is... Gora? What is that, something out of Ghostbusters?
Wait a minute,
the Lord God.
All right.
Now, I said God. G-O-D.
I understand.
G-O-D.
Now, if I'm driving a car with one finger, do you think I'm a good driver? Yes.
No. I don't care how much experience you have. You cannot drive no car with no one finger. Come on, man.
Well, I'm a successful businessman.
You got the experience to drive a car with one finger.
You know what? I stand before the Lord Goa. I don't even know.
Hold on. 877-876-PHIL.
What happened?
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Well, I got a Ted's of Beverly Hills. We have got some of the most delicious prime rib all day roasted. And, of course, we got that porterhouse for two, $85.
Here at Ted's.
You're in Beverly Hills.
You want to put our meat in your mouth.
Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, and Ted Bell joining us. A couple of questions as we talk to Ted here about the economy. and about the hands-free law on cell phones. You're saying there's a handful of businessmen in this country who should be allowed to drive while holding onto a cell phone because they are doing business.
Well, you know, if people don't understand the concept that a business, look at, in California, in Washington, D.C., in New York, they all have laws outlawing handheld phones while driving. Take a look at the economy. Where is the economy centrally located in this country other than, you know, in your hometown? It's in Washington. It's in New York. It's out here in California. This is where the business gets done.
And we got a lot of people saying that you could get into a very serious accident driving with one hand, 750 horse, you know.
You know, though I don't live my life on what maybe is going to happen, what could be, should be, maybe, you know. I live my life on what deal I'm going to close. How many people am I going to keep employed today? What deal can I do? What business can I do? Is my tie on straight? Are my teeth brushed? Is my breath good? You know, you walk in, and I learned this because my father went down this way. You walk in with Gordon's gin on your breath, and you breathe that into one of these, and I'll say this with all due respect because I do a lot of business with these, you know, the ones Japanese, okay?
Yeah.
You walk in and breathe some of that Gordon's gin on one of them, and they give you that ah-so, and it's over.
Boy, are we getting a little racist here?
I beg your pardon. I do a lot of business with Japanese business people. They are some of my best friends.
Well, what's with the ah-so?
I'm telling you. You breathe some of that Gordon's gin on them, because what they expect, if you're going to be drinking at all, they want the smell of rice wine.
Sake.
Just forget about calling it sake, because it's an insult when you try to pronounce a Japanese word. Do they just want you to call it what you'd use, rice wine?
877-876-PHIL. Ted Bell talking about driving without a hands-free cell phone. He is Ted Bell. He and several other businessmen do a lot of business. Here's Julie in Knoxville, Tennessee. Julie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell.
What was that comment supposed to mean?
What?
He and a bunch of other guys do business.
Well, you sound, Ted, like you're entitled.
I'm not entitled.
So everybody's...
Well, I've got a caller on the line here. Go ahead, Julie.
So everybody's entitled that owns a business to take and talk on a cell phone without a hands-free.
No. Not everybody. No,
that's what you're
only
saying.
Those of us.
Okay.
Those of us who employ a lot of people and who are responsible for a great deal of money flowing through this economy. I got to get from L.A. all the way down to the L.A. Athletic Club. You got to go from L.A. Where?
I drive all over the United States.
Well, all over the United States.
I deliver. Right for the United States.
I'm making deals. I'm making multi-million dollar deals.
Yeah, I do too.
No, you don't. Yeah. I make the kind of deal that keeps you employed. I make the kind of deal that decides whether you've got anything to take from one state to the next. That's what I do.
I have to call and tell
you
that was a dispatcher. So,
You're the only one. And the other thing is, how come you guys get to drive with one hand?
How do they get to drive with one hand?
You got the CB microphone, and you open up microphone with one hand. Don't you hold the microphone with one hand? Yes, you do.
What microphone are you talking about? They don't have CBs anymore. They don't have CBs anymore.
I can't hear what you're saying, Phil, because, that's the lady talking. So you don't have a CB in your truck?
No, sir.
Well, that proves you're not doing the kind of business I do. I'm in communication constantly with people. Now, you know, out there driving a truck, you know that when you see a Mercedes McLaren come by, you know the guy that's driving that is a guy that's got money, don't you?
Yeah,
don't you?
If he's driving fast, he's not taking care of his equipment. He's also, excuse my French, an idiot.
Taking care of his equipment?
Yeah. If you want to drive your vehicle, you drive it with pride. You don't sit there.
Absolutely,
I drive it with pride.
Because
you don't sit there and get in and out of traffic with one hand glued to.
Julie, if I got to get across town so that Julie has another load of moo cow creamers to deliver between restaurants, then that's what I got to do. Otherwise, you don't have a shipment and you don't work that week.
Well, what does that mean, moo cow creamers?
Well, whatever it is she's calling. It's moccasins? I don't know. And so.
Well, what are you going to put? What she does?
She's putting down my job. I'm telling you, I got to go across town, driving
okay,
with one
well,
finger.
You got to go across.
Oh, this one finger.
You're going across town. You're talking on a cell phone.
That's exactly right.
People, why do you have to be across town?
Because I'm going to a meeting. Are you serious? Why do you got to travel from one state to the next in your truck? You got business to do. You got places to go, and you got people to see. And Julie,
so
I'm Ted Bell. I'm Ted Bell. Tell you what to do. I got one for Julie. Where's the bell?
What?
Where's the bell? Don't we ring a bell when I get a free? I'm giving you a free steak dinner. I want you to come out to California the next time you haul your moo cow creamers out here. And I'm just kidding about that. I don't know what it is. Free steak dinner on me, Ted's in Beverly Hills. Your name's Julie? Yeah, it's Julie. All right. I think
maybe,
she passed out. She was so happy.
Maybe you better have to get back to that gym so you could take and be and not be the person that takes care of the boot camp.
Maybe you know what she just said? Maybe I need to get back to gym so I can take beef. That, to me, is crude.
No, Julie, thank you so much for your call. That lady is a trucker. She is working to hauling freight and other things across the country.
Yeah, right. She's hauling freight, and she keeps making fun of me. I'm the guy that keeps that truck loaded. I'm the guy that slides that meat into the back. Well, I can't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Elizabeth, listening to us in Detroit tonight. Hello, Elizabeth. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell.
Oh, my God. I can't believe what I'm hearing from you. How long have you been on this job?
I happen to be the owner of a steakhouse, Ted's Beverly, on the job.
Yeah,
I'm not asking
you about your Mercedes. I could give a grab ass about your Mercedes. Here's the thing.
You are driving
on busy highways. There are all kinds of people passing you up. And you're telling them that they may not be as good on that cell phone as you are. And you're
telling them,
well, I see him not doing what he's supposed to do on that cell phone. Why should I obey any law? And you're telling people how long you've been working this job. I'm calling it
a job
because you're saying you're trying to keep people
working.
I'm the owner of a restaurant. Number one,
if I've got to kill somebody to get...
Stop interrupting. You know what you're asking people to
say? Wouldn't you sacrifice your life for the success of my business and other people?
What does that mean?
You're breaking the law and you're teaching other people around you to do the same thing. That's very wrong.
Another thing is,
If you can't, what did you do before cell phones? That's why I'm asking you how long you've been doing this kind of work.
I had a mobile phone in my car, a radio telephone that only wealthy people had. That's what I'm trying to say.
You know, nobody cares about that. They're caring about
the antenna.
Doing the right thing.
You remember the antenna? Do you remember the antenna on the top of some cars?
Look,
that was me.
Don't use your cell phone. Go back to what you were using before. And by the way, how did you ever get
on this radio station? What I was using before was a radio telephone with the antenna on the top of the car
Why don't you go back to it?
Because it's more expensive. Easier just to have the phone.
I'll tell you something else. This is the first time I've...
You're a Whig. You're not a Republican. You're a Whig. What's that?
Yeah, listen.
I can tell you.
Will you stop talking? You've got a big problem. You don't know how to let other people talk.
She did not say that.
Because I'm awake and I don't feel good.
I'm telling you now, Elizabeth.
How did you ever get hired on this radio station?
I'd have to say to you, ma'am, it would be better for you to die if more people could be employed.
What a terrible thing to say.
No, I didn't mean that.
You don't need that damn job. Why don't you just hug your Mercedes and give that job to somebody that needs it? You do not need it. You own the restaurant, and I keep those people employed. All you're doing is sitting and telling everybody how big of a hotshot you are with your dang Mercedes.
I happen to be weaving through traffic.
To somebody that needs it and go back to your other phone.
Can you drive with one finger?
No,
you can't.
You're making other people break the law. They may not be as good at using a cell phone as you claim you are.
That's a good point. That's a good point, Elizabeth.
And you still can be doing it with one hand.
I'm doing it with one finger, and that's because I've got power steering.
Well, that's even worse.
That's worse? Not when I can weave through traffic.
You have two hands, so you can do things the right way.
You know what I? You know what I think is the problem? You're jealous of me because I can drive with
I'm
one finger.
I'm not jealous at all.
When both your hands are paralyzed.
I'm telling you, you're a jerk because you're not doing the right thing. And you're teaching other people to break the law. Just
I'm not
like
doing the right thing. I'm trying to keep Obama.
I'll tell you another.
Stabbing
you. It's people like you that make our car insurance go up all the time because they keep breaking laws.
I am not. I am simply saying to you that if I can't drive with one finger, people die.
How do people die if you can't drive with one finger?
They don't have jobs. They starve to death.
You know what?
Yes, gotcha.
You're supposed to follow the law. You're supposed to follow the law. You're not.
I am asking that the law be changed.
No, you think you're an exception to the law, and you're not.
Ted, are you doing this?
I want the law to be changed so that myself and five other guys I know.
Don't go on the radio station and blame it on our president. He's telling you what you should do that's right. And you should not be telling
what
other
to do
people
that's
to
right.
Go ahead and break the law. And you know what?
Wait a minute. Barack Obama never ordered one steak from Kansas City, as far as I know.
Why don't you go over to work for Fox News or one of those idiotic people? Most of these Republicans are not worth a powder to blow to hell. And you sound
you
just
like
one
said?
Of them.
What'd she
I
say?
Don't know why I reason on this station. Let me tell you something.
Thank God for Fox News because they tell the truth about how Obama is making me go out and drive with one finger.
That's why you don't sound like you're supporting our president.
Yeah, and the president is working, and you come on here and
I'd support the president if he didn't make me drive while holding a cell phone. I have to do that because he's running the economy.
You know what? You're one of those people that you think you should do just what you want to do, not what you don't want
to
obey the law.
I have to do what's going to help this country. I got to get from a Tea Party meeting in Burbank.
I don't care if you got to go to heaven and back. Do what's right. Obey the law.
I'm doing what's right.
You know what?
Can't you understand
that you are telling other people that may not be that great at using a cell phone, and you are telling them that it's okay because you're doing it. I'm not saying that. I'm saying me and only five other guys. The only reason I tuned you in
you
is because
tuned
I don't
me?
Feel good. And I'm going to tell you something. Is when I get off
but
this phone,
good
I'm
now.
Going to shut my radio off, and I will never, ever listen to you again because you are a stupid idiot.
I demand that you listen to me again. I demand that you listen to me because I'm the only one that's,
she hung up.
Yeah. That is so wrong and so unfair because she said that she was going to go over and close the lid on her toilet. I forget what she said.
She said she was going over to turn the radio off and that she was on, the only reason why she was listening to us tonight is that she was awake.
Yeah, she said she was awake.
She didn't say she's a wig. She said she's awake. Awake.
Well, I thought she was confusing it. And for her to say to me some of the things she said.
Like what?
I forget.
877 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills on his entitlement to drive with one hand on the wheel, one hand on the cell phone, because he's got places to go and people to see. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
I think it's fair. I think that lady...
And I have to make that statement in my commercial because I don't know whether I'm going to be given the opportunity to say it. You stood by while I was repeatedly violated.
No, Ted, that woman was very... she was amped up and angry that the perception she has...
Wait, right there, Keith. That's crazy. The perception she has. Is it the truth?
Well, the truth is that you want the law changed for a handful of people to drive... while holding the cell phone in their hand and the wheel in the other, because you are wealthy men of industry and you keep people employed and you've got places to go and people to see.
Yeah. So far, you're doing great.
Because Obama's wrecking the country.
There you go, Phil. And you know what? I know you voted for Obama. Good for you. This guy, as long as his economic policies continue to destroy this country, guys like me and other guys out there listening right now, and they know who they are, we're the guys that do the purchasing, we're the guys that do the hiring, we're the guys that are trying to hold this thing together with spit and glue, while Obama's out there having himself, he's out playing Yahtzee with the economy. He's out playing Yahtzee with the most powerful country in the world. He's taking the most powerful military in the world with the largest nuclear arsenal, and he's playing go to the head of the class and Yahtzee.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. Talking about the guy being so frivolous? You may not agree with him politically, man, but that's a far cry from saying the man is frivolous. Here is Tom in Syracuse, New York. Tom, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. Hey, Ted, how do you seem to feel that you're entitled because you're Ted Bell and you drive a Mercedes McLaren and it's 750 horse and you're so important? You know what? You ain't that entitled, and your five other buddies, you ain't that important to the workings of this country to go out and jeopardize people on the road. I come from a stock car family. Okay? None of them feel entitled.
Have you ever gone to Grand Prix racing?
They would not think of going out on the road and taking away their concentration, even though they have the ability. They might probably have more ability than you. Your arrogance is just extruding.
I wish that I didn't have to be arrogant. I wish I could just be like you, but I can't.
You come off so arrogant.
I employ people, and I've got to get out and get this business done. Now, you and your stock car friends, if you got some moonshine to haul, it's good for you. And
well, what does that mean?
Well, I'm making a joke.
What does that mean?
Isn't that the way the stock car guys got started?
That is,
they were hauling some of that white lightning over the mountains, right?
Back in the 40s.
All right. There you go.
But your arrogance extrudes from your pores. You are not entitled no more than anybody else in this country. You feel that you're entitled, that you don't have to obey a law.
Yes, sir. I'm not saying I'm better than you. I'm just saying that when I'm on the road, I'd like you to get out of the way.
No, wait a minute, Ted. Say that again. Say that again. I want to hear what you said, Ted.
I said I don't think I'm better than this guy. When I'm on the road, I would rather he get out of my way so I can get some business done.
What makes you think this gentleman doesn't have business to do?
He just said he wears a Bluetooth. Right?
I wear a Bluetooth. Because
that means he couldn't possibly have
I'm on the road, too. I'm on the road,
he's
too.
Tooling along.
I don't want to have another man that's ramming up my butt and going to get me in an accident because you're so important to get somewhere. Well, I'm in a family business. I have places to go, but I do it in a safe manner. I use a Bluetooth. They work great, and I got both my
hands on the wheel. But you're tooling along with your hands at 10 and 2, and I know the kind of guy I see. You're there with your hands at 10 and 2 o'clock, and I'm going, come on, will you step on it? And you never do that.
Well, if you want to go to the racetrack, there's a time and a place to be like that and a speed. You want
I don't want to go to
it.
Are you talking about going to the stock car races where they don't change those outhouses out for 40?
The highway is not a racetrack. You're a hazard out there. You're no better than
I'm not a hazard.
Behind a wheel.
Right, fine. You know what I'll do? I'll drive the way you drive, and guess what happens? The next steak you eat at a steakhouse, it'll taste it'll taste like a cadaver. Like human flesh.
I
eat nice Kobe steak. I don't know about you, but I eat nice Kobe steak. You heard of
Kobe steak? You and about a half a dozen women.
Okay, that's enough of that. 87, so thank you very much, sir, for your call. Kobe steak is actually a very good Japanese steak. What are you looking at?
Yes, sir.
877, you and a half a dozen. 877-876-Phil. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
I got your Toby stick.
Visit us online at talkradionetwork.com.